Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Cornerman Radio. We back, Young Barzini, Box and I. Yo, what's up, Box and I? What's going down?
What's up, bro? You chilling here, man.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be back, man. But let's get into it. Let's get in the fights. Chris Arreola versus Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber. The Nightmare versus the Bronze Bomber. What you think? What's your predictions? How you think that fight gonna play out?
Oh, man. So, we are not as interested in this fight as we were in the Povetkin fight. But Chris Arreola, he definitely brings some power. But he's not the same Chris Arreola from what, 10 years ago, almost a decade ago, 2009, 2008, when he was popping, before Vitaly took him out. But I think Deontay's got to get him out of there ASAP. You can't play around with Chris. You know, we've seen Chris past few fights not look good. I think he had a draw against Fred Cassie was pretty tough. And then the Kaufman fight, he got a little bit of a gift there, very close fight. Could have went either way. A lot of people thought Kaufman won. And, you know, these are guys that pretty much Deontay wipes the floor with. And Chris, though, one thing is, he's dangerous. If he can catch you with that right on the chin, you never know what could happen. He could definitely say, you wouldn't be surprised if he caught Wilder on the chin and Wilder got rocked. I would think Wilder would be able to recover and take care of business, but I think Wilder's game plan is to go out there, jump on him immediately, don't play with this boy, get rid of Arreola ASAP, because he is dangerous, but I don't think it's, you know, I think Deontay is going to be a crazy favorite, obviously. So definitely see where Wilder is going to go after this fight. I'm just happy to see Wilder get a fight, though. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to see him get in the ring. I love watching Wilder fight. It's always entertaining. That's it. It's always entertaining. What you think, though?
Well, this fight to me, man, is terrible. Fucking terrible. Man, this nigga Arreola, man, all respect, but this nigga ain't gonna last 6 rounds in this fight. He's done, man. Like, I feel like he need to throw, you know what I mean, put his boxing gloves up and put it on the line. The line outside on the street, like, them gloves is done. Like, give it up, man. This one won't last 6 rounds. I'm not mad at Wilder because you know what I mean, he can't get no fights. People scared to fight him. People being tested on steroids. So all that shit is scary. But I'm not blaming Wilder. But this fight is just easy and terrible. So let's get into the next one, man. Norris and Anthony Carolla. What you think?
It's interesting, man. Linares, man, we all know Linares is one of the most gifted offensive fighters on the planet. Like, if he didn't have a setback against DeMarco, his all 3 losses are by knockout. He's got, like, a Amir Khan chin problem. But he hasn't lost in a while. And he's on a roll. He's confident. Carolla has an amazing story. All you got to do is, you know, I was watching his last fight. Everybody predicted him to lose. Who did Carolla just beat? That was on AWE. Did you watch that last fight?
Nah, I didn't get to watch that last fight.
Anyway, he was pinned as an underdog. He caught him with a nice shot, got him out of there. He could come from behind kid. I don't know, man. I'm leaning to Linares, though. But you can, every time you pick Linares, it's the same thing as if you pick Khan. It just takes one shot to get him out of there. These guys are super gifted. if they were gifted with one extra attribute as a chin, a solid chin, fucking Linares would be pound for pound. My dude, Linares is nasty up and down. His work is ridiculous. His speed, he's going to have the speed edge on Crowley. It's going to be a unification fight. If Crowley wins, then what, he can fight Flanagan. And that's a huge fight
for
in the
unification.
UK.
Yeah.
So, it's a big fight. I'm excited. Do you have a date on that? Can we take?
Yeah, September 24th.
So September 24th, and it's probably going to be in the UK.
Yeah, it's in the UK.
They definitely back Crowley, man. When I was watching that fight, they were telling the story about, I don't know, people can go look it up, but I guess his like neighbor was being robbed. I really forgot, but it was crazy, man. Well, the dude's a beast. Dude's a beast. Linares is a beast. I'm going to pick Linares, though, just off skill. But, you know, at any time, that chin can get touched.
Well, to me, it's a 50-50 fight. I don't know where the fight going, how it's going to end, who's going to win this fight. I'm just glad we're getting a unification. And it's just a story up for undisputed champion in the division, man. I'm just waiting to see that. So I love this fight. I can't wait to see. May the best man win for that fight. I'm hearing Ricky Burns is about to fight John Molina next. And, man, I feel like that would be a good fight. Molina came off an impressive win, beat Ruslan, surprised the shit out of me. He had an excellent jab that night. Threw more than Ruslan. That was so surprising. He made Ruslan look stupid, you know what I mean? To me, people thought it was competitive, but I just see Molina just overshadowing him every round. So, but
I mean,
Ricky Burns,
remember I
man,
told you, with them long arms.
Yeah, but Ricky Burns, man, I really don't know how that fight gonna play out, man, because they both to me is like, they're good fighters, solid fighters, but I don't know who would win this fight, man. Because every time I pick Molina, he always lose. So I'm not gonna pick Molina. I'm not going to pick on Ricky Burns because he doesn't even deserve this title. But it's a good matchup. I love to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope it gets done. And man, what you think, Boxing Eye? Who you think going to win that fight?
I think it's a good matchup. I think it's rough and tough. Definitely Ricky Burns. Ricky Burns, we've seen him in there with Beltran. Crawford had to go get a strap from him over in his backyard in a pretty tough fight. And, you know, Crawford did his thing, but Ricky Burns was pretty game. But I think Molina will definitely try to overwhelm. I think Molina will try to overwhelm him, but I think Burns has some crispy shots. I think Burns, if it's in the UK too, I'm going to lead towards Ricky Burns, like 8-4, 7-5 in a close fight. Because I think if Molina does, Ricky Burns is a smart fighter, a gutty veteran. So he will clinch when he has to against Molina. You know what I'm saying? And he's got better defensive skills than Ruslan. It was a shocker to see Molina beat Ruslan. Even though I said, you know, we were talking about it, and I was saying, watch, it's going to be, you know, a lot closer. Just because, you know, I figured Molina, he had to have used his arm reach against Ruslan, and he's pretty tough, got a good chin, other than the DeMarco fight. I lean 60-40, though, towards Ricky Burns. But it's funny that Ricky Burns is a fucking champion, too.
Right.
At this point. But yeah, I'm going to say 60-40. I definitely tune in. Hopefully they put that on Showtime.
Definitely.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be on Showtime.
You think so?
Jaziel Corrales versus Jason Sosa, man. I love this fucking fight. Two guys who's coming to let their hands loose. Lethal hands, man. These guys, you got Corrales, who beat the number one guy in the division for 6 years, Oshiyama, knocked him out in three rounds. Oshiyama been the number one guy in 130 for 6 years and never fought in America. Adrian Broner wanted to fight him. Mikey Garcia wanted to fight him. All these top-level guys wanted to fight him, but Oshiyama, even from Fora, wanted to fight him. Nicholas Waters wanted to fight him, man. And Corrales knocked him out because Oshiyama thought it was going to be an easy fight, and he was mandated to fight from Fortuna next. Excuse me. Now, Jason Sosa beat Fortuna. Congrats to Sosa. He's the new WBA regular champion and the super WBA champion, Corrales, man. This is an exciting fight. This is what boxing needs. I love the shit out of it. But I wanted to get at Sosa promoter. He was shitting on Corrales, saying this fight don't mean shit. No money is in this fight. Why should Sosa fight him just because he got the belt? First of all, Sosa's not the real champion. Corrales is the real champion, first of all. Sosa came on a show and said all he wants is a title shot. Now he has a chance to fight these top 10 guys. You're going to tell me you don't want to fight him?
Well, hold on.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I hear what you're saying. I have no idea who just real Corrales is until I heard, you know, because we heard about Uchiyama. We were hoping that Uchiyama was going to get a date to fight over in the U.S. But I've never seen, other than that little clip of him knocking out Uchiyama, I've never seen this. I don't know who he is. I know who Jason Sosa is. We had him on the show. We seen him against Walters. And then I just saw the clip of him knocking out my boy Fortuna, which over there. And we were like, damn, Sosa probably might win that because he's tough. We seen what he did to Walters. And we know Fortuna's a fun fighter to watch, but he could be clipped. You know what I'm saying? He could be clipped, and Sosa's tough. But I understand Sosa's promoter is looking in that division like, fuck, we could have him go against, you know, because he was off network in China. Sosa Walters, I think Sosa can play both sides of the fence. But I mean, you know, he could get money against Pedraza. You know, he could wait on maybe one day get a Lomo, be an opponent for Lomo, be an opponent for
but
so
his
many
promoter
Jewish,
said
Miura.
Down the line for Sealy. He wants Francisco and Salido. But these guys is not gonna fight you now. Fight
That's
the guys
mean.
You can fight right now, like Corrales. You know what
well,
I mean? Maybe Pedraza might fight you. Because Pedraza didn't want to fight Fortuna.
But Francisco Vargas is coming off of a draw against Salido. Salido's going to fight Lomo. Francisco needs, I'm not going to say, he probably wants an easier fight. And Sosa's not an easier fight. But compared to, Vargas, New York, this dude's been in wars. So I think Sosa will be another war. But at the same time, I think he can box Sosa. And plus, for Sosa, Vargas is the biggest money fight because he's going to be fighting against a Golden Boy fighter. He can probably make at least $500K, $600K to fight. He's not going to make shit to fight Corrales. He's going to fight. Where's
yeah, but
where
the
they
thing
even
is,
fight?
Thing
Corrales,
is, these guys
are not
going
to
fight him
network.
Now.
This guy Corrales is a champion, but he has absolutely holds no weight on any network. I don't know who he's promoted by. I seen that he's from the Dominican Republic. He's repping DR.
No, he's from Panama. He lives in the same place as Nicholas Waters.
All right, so he's repping Panama, but yo, bro, what does he bring? He brings a belt to the table, but Sosa's
well,
not
what does
it.
Sosa bring to the table? He just got two names
Sosa was on HBO.
He's gotta, where was his next fight? Nowhere on
in China.
TV. So, he doesn't
but he was
have
fighting,
no
but he was
reason
fighting.
To
it
talk.
Was weird.
His promoter, weird I mean, that, not Sosa.
I have no idea why Sosa. It was a reason why Sosa and Fortuna, obviously there was a reason why Sosa and Fortuna was in China. Because for whatever reason, Fortuna we seen on PBC. And he's exciting. So I'm like, Sosa, Fortuna. Why was that not on at least the Tuesday night fights on PBC, FS1? I have no idea. Or ESPN level. That would have been a sick ass year. Why was it in China? I have no idea. Didn't do anybody any service unless somebody in China.
No, well,
obviously
I think what
paid
Fortuna wanted
money.
To do, he wanted to build his name so he can fight
so,
Oshiyama. But
yeah,
Oshiyama lost.
Now.
Yeah, but that the fight got set before Oshiyama lost.
Hey, I don't
see,
think
Oshiyama nobody even
come.
Not
yeah.
thinking. So he would Oshiyama
yeah.
had a voluntary test before he had mandated against Fortuna. Mm. But since Oshiyama lost and Fortuna lost, now they're going to mandate Corrales and Sosa. I just think it's a good fight. I think Corrales
yeah,
going to beat him.
I think
Corrales going to beat Sosa.
I have no idea. I've never seen Corrales, but I know
I think he's
going to
sleep on Corrales. And Corrales is going to do the same shit what he did to Oshiyama, dog. To be the number one guy.
What network picks that up, though?
I don't know,
no.
but I hope the network picks it up. And I don't want to hear no excuses from Sosa's side. They need a fight. Who you think will win that fight?
I can't pick because I've never seen Corrales. Only seen his knockout against Uchiyama. So, I mean, I can't even pick that fight. I want to see it because it interests me now. Because Sosa can actually get the championship. Sure, it would be crazy. What a story for that guy. You know what I'm saying? He got definitely a story if he conquers the championship there. But I just want to – I hope it gets picked up by a fucking network, at least on the undercard. Showtime
It's going to get picked up. There's no way it's not going to get picked up, dog.
How does
you know what I mean?
Sosa and
but,
American.
But let's get into the next one,
yeah,
man. Right. Orlando Salido versus Vasily Lomachenko rematch, man. I love this fight. This is the only rematch deserves to happen. The only rematch I know that deserves a rematch. You know what I'm saying? Vasily just gained the WBO champion at 130. This Salido came off of two draws off of Francisco Vargas and Rocky Martinez, and Vasily knocked out Rocky Martinez, who beat Salido, and Salido beat Vasily. So this fight is very, very deserved. I'm loving it. I know this time around Vasily is going to beat the shit out of Salido, but I hope Salido fights like he came these other fights, man, because Rocky Martinez forgot the whole game plan. There was a blueprint to beat Vasily, and you did not even take that chance. You didn't let your hands go. You didn't rush him. And I think this fight, Salido and Vasily, will be a better fight. What you think, Boxing Man?
Well, Orlando Salido is a rough and tough dude. But I remember Lomachenko figuring him out in the later part of that outbreak. I was saying this. If Orlando Salido Lomachenko was a 15-round fight that night, Lomachenko was going to get him out of there. But boxing is not 15 rounds anymore. But Orlando Salido pulled some veteran tactics, as you remember, coming in overweight. He had like a two-division weight advantage on Lomachenko. He was hitting Lomo low. Lomo wasn't even looking at the ref. It was like Lomo's second fight. He should have looked at the ref and said, yo, this dude's hitting me low. Say something. You know what I'm saying? I think he's got a little more experience under his belt that he's going to pick apart. So I think Salido's going to come in, try to do what he did, be rough and tough. But Lomo's going to be too quick, too fast, too smart. He's going to catch him. I think he's going to get rid of him like he did Rocky Martinez and redeem that L in a sick fashion. He's going to redeem that loss.
Oh, so you think he's going to knock out Salido?
I don't know how I think. I think he's going to hurt him. Salido's got to, you know, Salido's not going to. Salido's got to come in. He wants a belt. He's got to come in on weight. You got to do it the right way this time. It's going to be, they both have respect for each other. But I think, I don't want to say knockout yet, but I think Lomachenko is going to just totally outclass him. I really think Lomo's, from that fight to where he's at now, he gained enough experience to dismantle Salido. But every time we say, oh, this is it for Salido, you know what I'm saying? He proves us wrong. The guy is amazing. I don't want to say
he's... No, he's definitely amazing. I will watch Salido. I don't care how many losses Salido got.
Yeah.
I'm going to always watch him. You know what I mean?
I'm saying, his
record don't match how great he is.
And if imagine if Lomachenko knocks him out, that'll be a cap, like a super cap, a feather in his cap, super feather in his cap. He can put that feather
right
in his cap because we don't see Salido. You know, he's been dropped against Mikey. I think it was a body shot, I can't remember. But you know the deal. But I'm going to pick Lomo. I'm excited about that fight.
Yeah.
That's a good fight for the end of this year.
Word. Lil Selby versus Gary Russell, man. Unification. I think this is a great fight, man. if y'all don't think this is a great fight, y'all don't know nothing, man. Lil Selby he showed me that he beat my fighter Eric Hunter, man. And if you can beat Eric Hunter, man, you definitely a man in the division, man. You beat Granados, man. I'm just impressed at what Lil Selby can do. You know what I mean? Gary Russell has always been the man in the division. Man, I love this fight, man. I will edge it out to Gary Russell, but I think this is going to be a close fight. Definitely, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Lil Selby win because he's been surprising. People thought Granadovich was going to beat him. People thought Eric Hunter was going to beat him. You're the only one I seen called it. And the UK fans thought Lil Selby would win. But besides from that, everybody else had Eric Hunter winning. So, what you think?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Is Lee Selby, Eric Hunter, is that a signed match? Is that definitely happening?
You mean Gary Russell and Lil Selby?
Gary Russell.
Well, Lil Selby said he wants to fight a unification next, and he said he called out Gary Russell. You know Gary Russell wants a unification fight. He called out Lil Selby. So I think this is going to happen sometime in the fall, man.
Yeah.
Cause
that's a good
if
fight.
If they wait for Santa Cruz and call Frampton, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
So
I think
they should get in the fight, and then the winner fights the winner of Frampton and Santa Cruz.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes sense, and that's what's good for the fans. That's what we will.
Who do you think going to win the fight?
Oh, man, Lee Selby's scrappy as hell. But Gary Russell, to me, is too technical. It took a guy like Lomo really to really show up Gary Russell, but I think it'll be definitely a competitive match. It'll definitely push Lee Selby to the limit. They'll have to bring the best out of Lee Selby because I know Gary Russell's going to come. He's going to be quick-handed, get inside, be very sharp, try to tactically break Selby down. Selby's got those long arms. But you saw how Eric Hunter clipped him in that round. I mean, you're talking Gary Russell is a step above Eric Hunter. You know, but Lee Selby dominated. I mean, but Lee Selby dominated after that. I won't say dominated, but he won, was winning the rounds clearly. So I'm definitely going to lean towards Gary Russell from UD. I think he gets a UD, I'm going to be looking forward to my favorite fight on PBC. One of my favorite fights on PBC for that division is Gary Russell and Leo Santa Cruz. That'll be an awesome fight. They make it.
Joseph Parker and Anthony Joshua, man. Joseph Parker, man, the knockout guy, man, in the division, the heavyweight. Heavyweight is back. He's the number one contender for the IBF strap. That fight is next. I think this will be Joshua's biggest test, man. Joshua's biggest test. I think Joseph Parker is way better than Charles Martin, way better than Dominique Brazilian. I feel like this is going to be an ultimate test for the both of them. You know what I mean? I just think Joshua was a little way better, but it's going to be a tough, close fight. Joshua is going to edge it out. And I know this time, I think Joshua won't get a knockout. I think this is the time where he won't get a knockout, for real.
I don't know.
What'd you think?
I like Joshua Parker. He's got a good jab. He's very fast. He might have a speed edge over Anthony Joshua, but that's a speed edge isn't going to beat Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua is Frank Bruno 2.0, but he's bigger than Frank Bruno, taller than Frank Bruno, longer than Frank Bruno, but he's big and physical. So to beat Anthony Joshua, you have to be a physical specimen, someone that's going to be able to clinch him. You saw how Dominic Brazil, who's bigger than Anthony Joshua, but he couldn't even get in. You want to get inside on a guy like Anthony Joshua where you could, you know, show him like, yo, I'm the man in the ring. Like, tie him up a little bit, boom, work him on the inside. Joseph Parker can't fight with Anthony Joshua on the inside. He's not physically strong enough to do that. So he can only last a certain amount of time on the outside. So I see him doing good work. He's fast moving around. And we're going to definitely get a different look that we haven't seen. Anthony Joshua face a guy like that who's a little fast on their feet, got some fast hands. But Joshua's going to catch him. He won't go all 12 rounds with Joshua. I do think you're right. He will go between 6 and 10. He will look pretty good. It'll be interesting because he'll be able to jab Joshua to the body, move around. But I think you need a guy to beat Joshua, like a big dude, like a Fury, who's going to get in there, boom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be able to manhandle. Who's going to manhandle Anthony Joshua on the inside? I can't think of anybody right now, but, you know, that's the type of guy you need. Some guy that can, like, get on the inside, work his body, push Anthony Joshua back, and make him fight from there. Joseph Parker is going to be technical. It'll be interesting, but I think some of his fast hands, he's going to get countered by Joshua, right? I think Joshua puts him to sleep eventually. But it's interesting because I do like Joseph Parker a lot. He's definitely a solid heavyweight. And like you said, this is definitely, there's no doubt about it. You're going from Dominic Brazil's speed to Joseph Parker's speed. You're going up like 5 notches of speed right there. And a guy that can actually, that has some footwork. You know what I'm saying? And a guy that's going to throw punches back at you until you get his respect. But I'm not picking against Anthony Joshua. Not yet. Not in this fight. So, AJ.
I'm
going to
let you
KO.
Get into this one, man. Triple G versus Chris Eubank Jr. Because you really like this fight.
I like the fight. You know, I like Chris Eubank Jr. I like a guy that's confident, talking some shit, calling out Golovkin. It's cool, man, just hyping up the fight. Like, who did Golovkin fight last? Like, you probably don't even remember. You know what I'm saying? But,
Dominic
Wade. Yeah, I know, Dominic. But still, Eubank, you're going to remember. I just read that he's getting $3 million for the fight. So, wow, good for him. He's getting a nice payday. He's going to get $3 million. It's going to be in the O2 Arena, so they're going to be packed. I think this will be Golovkin's first fight at the O2 Arena, so the UK fans get to embrace Golovkin and see him. So that's good for the UK fans. That's good for Golovkin. You know, Eubank is athletic.
The winner might fight Billy Joe Sanders, so.
Yeah. Now, we've seen Eubank. Yeah. Exactly. I think you, and Billy Joe Saunders is definitely looking back and saying, okay, you know, this guy's getting $3 million. Let me see how he looks. You know, I've been in the ring with Eubank 12 rounds, 12 tough rounds, got a decision. Let's see how he does against Golovkin. Let me gauge that. And then I'll get, you know, and then I'll step up and pretty much if you how I think it's going to go, where I think Eubank's going to be pretty competitive, I think that Billy Joe Saunders will take the fight. But I do see Eubank doing some things. Like, he's got some pop. He's shown to have a pretty decent chin. And there, he's tough, confident. I like the way he throws. I just like his athletic ability. He, you know, he got a good hook, long arms. He'll be interesting. He'll be able to move. I think he's like an upgrade. I think he's like the Willie Monroe, but a little. I think he's a little more crispier and a little more confident. You know, I think it's going to be interesting. I think he's a little, I would say, like, he'll be a little better than, like, he won't, I want to just say it'll be a little better, like, the Rosado fight, maybe. Rosado, courtesy. I think he's, Eubank is, like, a step above these dudes. I really want to say that, even though he's green, and he's just been fighting in the UK. He hasn't been tested, so we don't know. When Golovkin's dropped that right hand, that's when we're going to find out. But when you look at Eubank and watch film on him, you see a sharp fighter. But he's not fighting Golovkin at all or near his level. But I do like this fight, man. It's intriguing for now, you know. He's the only one stepping up. You know, Canelo's marinating. I think Jacobs is asking for too much money is what I hear. I think, yeah, Billy Joe is lucky that Eubank's going to fight him poor. You know, Billy Joe's sitting back with the last belt that Golovkin wants. He's sitting back and saying, let me see how this guy does, because I'll get in there for $3-4 million and fight him next if Eubank does look, give some Golovkin some issues. So I can't wait. I'm excited for the fight, man. It's better than Dominic Wade. I think it's better than I'm not as excited as the Lemieux fight, but I almost am, put it that way. So,
to me, I just see another knockout. I'm glad Triple G is fighting somebody, I guess. Not glad. Glad is a strong word. But at least Eubank wants to fight him. He's showing that he really wants to fight him. Been calling out Triple G for years. So, I guess I'm not excited for
fight's
this fight. I see Triple G getting another win, man. Another knockout. It's just, to me at this point, it's like I'm starting to dislike the middleweight division. It's just a bunch of bullshit going on.
Hey.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the Eubank.
I wanted to get at this fight next, man. I probably see this happening sometime in the fall. Ruslan Pokharnikov against Adrian Granados, man. I think this fight will happen because after this lose to John Molina, he's had, what, 5 losses now? I feel like Ruslan right now should just give other upcoming guys like Granados and to build their name, because at this point Ruslan is done. He's done. Like, he's not gonna get another big victory again at this point. And Granados, this fight was supposed to happen June 13, but Ruslan skipped it to fight John Molina. Now I feel like he's probably should have said, man, I should have took the Granados fight, because maybe I would have had more confidence, maybe I would have had a better chance with Granados. But I also see Granados destroying him as also. But I'm thinking of the mind state of Ruslan, man. I should have probably took the Granados fight because I let John Molina beat me. You know what I mean? But I just see Granados beating him at the same time. Ruslan is just give the other fighters your name, man. Let them build a career off your name, because at this point you ain't getting no more wins, no more big wins at least. What you think, Boxing Eye?
I feel bad for Granados because he was coming when he beat Amir Imam. And he was riding high. It was shocked. There was a shock value there, and I think people almost probably now at this point, how long? It feels like a long time ago when he beat Amir Imam, and he still hasn't been able to keep that ball rolling. It's unfortunate because he's getting a treatment on a smaller scale, like I feel like. Almost like a Walters or Reginald. Like, he wasn't supposed to win a fight, or he's not. It's hard to explain. But basically, I feel like someone's saying, we're not going to let Granados move on until he rematches Amir Imam. Like, someone has some power. Because in boxing, it's all about power. Who's got the who's the guy moving the chess pieces? And even though Don King isn't what he was in boxing, he is Amir Imam's promoter, but he still has some pull in the game. And I really do feel like he's like that. He can make a phone call, and because I think Granados is promoted by a lower level promoter, and Don King, I feel like he's halting this dude's career until he rematches Amir Imam. Like, they want Amir Imam that rematch so he can redeem himself and get back into the talks as a 140 contender. Just because of the way that fight went. Imam knocked him down early. Imam gassed himself out. Granados took advantage of it, did what he had to do. Granados is a scrappy fighter. If you heard about him before that, he's been in there with, like, tough dudes. You know what I mean? He's got a good resume. But he's being held back because he does have, three or four L's on his record. So more than likely, Ruslan. I don't think Ruslan will come back and fight him, you know. I just don't think that will happen.
I think it's going to happen because, dog, there's nobody left. He just signed a Showtime deal. I doubt he's going to fight Amir Imam, Ruslan. Like, there's nobody left.
If I was talking to Granados and I was part of his team, I'd say, bro, you don't deserve to have to fight Amir Imam again. But now it's come to this bullshit where you got to do it again, brother. You got to do it twice. It's just the way it works for you. It's just how the cookie crumbles for you. So go in there, and if you do conquer that wall again, and you climb over it, and you beat Imam two times, it's the only thing he has. If you do climb over
there, the thing is, he's ranked number three in the WBA and WBC. He can just fight the people in the ranking. He doesn't have to fight.
Why has it? Scratch. All right, let's look back. Why hasn't Granados, please tell me, why hasn't he fought since that win? How long ago was that?
Because he thought he was going to get the Ruslan fight. He had to sign contracts.
Exactly. Now that he's seen the shady part of the business, and then, you know, truthfully, nobody cares that he, you know, other than, like, hardcore fans that give him the respect, people in the sport are like, you know, this guy still got four L's. It was November 28, 2015. So December, January, February, March, April, May, June. So, all right. So, he needs, you know, coming off that, he needs a fight this summer, right? He should already have a fight signed for the summertime. You know, people aren't going to forget what he did against Imam. But if he does it two times, then he'll get whatever he wants at 140, whatever belt. Everybody's looking at. I don't know if he's waiting for, because let's say Terrence Crawford beats Victor Poso. Crawford's not going to look his way. It's not going to happen. Could he get the guy Trovanowski out there? I don't know. Is he ranked there?
He doesn't have to fight none of these champions. All he got to do is fight the ranking. And he, I'm saying all he got to do is fight the people in the ranking.
Yeah,
and
but
the,
dudes was. Yeah, but dudes pay step aside money. They just say, hey, dude, you got to step aside. He's
yeah,
not the number
he,
one.
Yeah, but eventually
mandatory.
He will either get the belt or get a chance to fight one of them. So either way, he's only at number three. They're
yeah,
going to change him
active.
To number two next month. Every time,
know.
every month, Granados moves up, and he's still having fought. He was ranked in the pound for pound number 10. Now he's number 7 in the pound for pound 140. He was ranked number 5 at the WBA. Now he's ranked number 3. The WBC had him ranked number 6. Now they got him at number 3. So even though he's not fighting, he's moving up.
Mm-hmm.
So he will get a title shot eventually. He's just going to have
see.
To fight
boxing,
guys in the ranking.
Boxing Scene wrote an article on June 21st, said Granados is ready to return. He's eyeing John Molina and Ricky Burns. So, you know, obviously Ricky Burns is going to eye John Molina's probably a bigger pay because whoever fights Ricky Burns is going to the UK. Ricky Burns isn't going to pick Granados. He's going to pick Molina. That's going to leave Granados on the
yeah,
bench.
Yeah, but
again.
All he has to do is fight in the ranking. John Molina is not even in the ranking. He beat Ruslan, who was number 2. So all he has to do
yeah,
is
but he's
fight.
Got, you think that Ricky Burns is going to pick Granados over John Molina? We just even talked
no,
about
no,
that.
I'm not saying that. Once Ricky Burns fight John Molina, Granados will be the next up. Because he's
yeah,
moved
saying, yeah.
up in the ranking. He's going to either be number 2 or number 1.
So he's just going to sit
it's
there.
It's not like
and
he's
going to
go down in the ranking.
So, no,
he's
no,
been
no.
going
so
up
just
every
gonna,
month.
So
he's
gonna
just going to have
waiting.
To wait.
Yeah. That's all right. That's his game plan, playing the waiting game. You know what I'm saying?
He
that's
said
what they
he
wanna
might
do.
Get a fight. He might fight somebody, but, you know what I mean, eventually I think he's in the point where Ruslan will, because right now I will look at Showtime and be like, damn, I just signed Ruslan for this money, and they're not going to make any bread off of Ruslan.
What about Theophane? He's looking to fight. Theophane's looking to get a title shot against Ricky Burns too, right?
No, he's not even in the ranking.
I know, but he's a Mayweather. He's got pull. That's all I'm saying. It's all about who's got your back. He's with Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather wants to put money towards him because he just got a title shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I don't think Mayweather.
I'm pretty sure Mayweather wouldn't mind getting him another title shot, especially one that's more winnable against Ricky Burns.
I don't even see it, man, because Jan Love was his number one guy, and he hasn't fought on prime time yet.
Yeah, but
after his loss. So
Jaylen Love,
I think
Jaylen
he's
Love
going
got
all
exposed,
the way back.
Jaylen Love got super exposed. Actually, Theophane showed heart. I think Jaylen Love got dropped by what? Who?
Yeah, but that was his number one guy. You know what I'm saying? Actually, Theophane has, what, 8 losses now? Like, there's no way he's getting another title shot.
That's going to be up to Ricky Burns, who he wants. You know?
Yeah,
I don't
Ricky
know who
Burns
Ricky... I don't know. Who's Ricky Burns mandatory?
There's not some sure. other guy in the WBA. I don't even know his name.
So, anything else? Chop it up.
Yeah, I wanted to get another fight, but it's like one more minute left.
Amir Aman's ranked number 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they got to update their rankings. They still got Ruslan at number 2.
That's what I'm saying. So Granados
they
will
got Granados
move up.
He's at 3. Granados at number 3. Him and Omar Figueroa. This guy Omar, man, we haven't heard about anything from him. So we'll see, Billy. We'll see. Good show, though.
Yeah, man. But we out. Thanks for the people who listening and tuned in. It's the Cornermen Radio. We out.